Welcome to room 217. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
If I bring up the movie The Shining, what is your initial reaction?
Like spooky. Call it like you think of all of like here's Johnny, you think of the like the Overlook, you think of blood coming out of elevators, you think of things lost in time. I think about like smoking opium in college for the first time and like watching the movie.
Well, you know what you're thinking of? The Stanley Hotel.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to be talking about the Stanley Hotel, which is the inspiration for the book and the movie The Shining.
Yeah.
So, and it has its own haunted elements, obviously, that created essentially The Shining, which is like when I think of like what are the movies in general that have made a huge impact on me. And this isn't like, oh, made a huge impact on me because the direction. Mm-hmm. No, like
you'd be like Grease 2, yeah. True Beverly Hills, The Shining.
The Shining is like one of those things where it's just so, it did such a good job at being weird and terrifying. Mm-hmm. Not just terrifying.
No, the suspense element of it was far beyond anything I even thought could scare me. Like, yeah. I never understood that a movie could be so subtle.
And it's really, and it came out at a time, I feel like the 70s is a really great time. Or it came out in 80, but like still like the novel I think came out in 1977. It was a really great time for like a movie to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stanley Hotel made it all happen, and we're going to talk about that.
Ooh,
we're
ooh,
in
ooh,
a
ooh,
new
and if you
year,
haven't seen The Shining,
yeah, let us tell you about it. Don't see it, let us
yeah,
tell
let
you about
us,
it.
We're the authority.
Yeah, let us give you a couple
no,
sentences about it.
Do something like nod to yourself as you're listening to this, like, yeah, I've seen it, of course, and then you go back and you watch it feverishly.
Yeah.
So you know what we're talking about. Do but that listen, now. Pause it. Do that now. Come
no,
back.
Why are you telling people to leave?
No.
We want them
keep
to
subscribing.
Stay.
We want them to subscribe. But
I mean, Stephen King, Stanley Kubrick don't need help. We need the help. Don't leave.
Don't. Well, they're coming back. They always come
they
back.
Don't, they
don't.
They never.
Always come back,
they,
girl.
They never come back to Ghost Town. It's a new year.
It's a new year. It's a new year.
Can you believe it's been, I think, almost 6 months that we've been doing this?
Holy shit.
When you say that, doesn't it feel like it has not been 6 months?
No. I mean, but also an eternity.
Yeah, also,
I mean, we're recording this before the new year, so we're talking
right,
to our future selves.
We're like,
talking back at you.
Yeah, this is like directly before the new year.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. It's a new year.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, you know, here's, and I always think about like what, how can we make, we're always talking about how to make this, believe it
better.
Or not, how we make this better.
Yeah,
believe
it believe
or not.
It or, but no, I know. And you don't believe it? Don't leave. Don't leave now, yeah. Unless you're pausing it to watch The Shining.
I know it sounds like, hey, how can we make this worse?
Yeah.
But no, we're always thinking about
could
ways
you
to make
be
better.
Less researched? Could you could you stumble over your words more?
So
answer yes. We're trying not to, though.
We're not going to do that. Well, we're going to keep doing that, but less.
Less. We are works in progress.
Yeah.
You know? What are our New Year's resolutions collectively for this podcast?
Well, one of the things is we are going to perform live.
Fuck yeah.
Our live show is coming up as you're listening to this, relatively soon. Like,
yeah.
That's the kind of
it's
promise
in the
we
works,
made.
It's in the mix.
The promise we made to ourselves.
Exactly. It's like we put the ingredients in a pan and it's like baking in the oven right now.
Yeah. So but we're using butter, baby.
Gunpowder.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say butter.
It's happening.
Yeah. We're not using
what'll
you
it taste
know,
like? Hard to
olive
say.
Olive oil. We're using
no.
butter.
No. Yeah. We're not using oleo. Do people still use oleo?
I don't know. Doesn't that make you kind
it's
of.
It's a crossword. It's, I know it's a crossword clue, but I don't know if it still exists.
So we are going to be performing live. We're very excited about
it. Very excited.
We have things that we've been discussing in an official way that we'll talk about more when it happens.
Exactly.
But these last 6 months have been, the feedback has been great.
Mm-hmm.
People have been listening. We've been on the Apple podcast comedy charts.
Charts, yeah.
Got some nice reviews.
Unofficially, I've been talking up at a lot of dates.
Yeah.
So I'm really important.
Yeah, we use this time to catch up on Rebecca's dating. So, but by the time the episode hits, all I'm looking at is Bumble profiles.
Exactly.
And not the time.
I am
at hand.
Unofficially turning this, I'm shoehorning this podcast into my world.
Yeah.
And what I value, which is making fun of guys and having them not pay for my drinks.
Yeah.
So again, we're all works in progress.
We'll
you got some really fun things happening. We have some, I think the episodes are getting better and better. I think we're getting more of a sense of like where it's going. We'd love to hear your feedback on this. We're also about to do some episodes based on things that you have recommended to us.
Every Friday, at least for this month.
At least for this month. Yeah.
So send in your suggestions, ghosttownpod@gmail.com or ghosttownpod on Instagram. And also, we have bonus episodes that have been stacking up on
Bonies, baby.
Mom, is that what we're calling them? All right, it fits.
We're calling it, fits. GTBs.
Yeah.
Ghost Town Bonies.
Bonies. We are stacking up the bonies. We have bonus episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
We are going to be guesting on some fun podcasts too. You can see us in a different context. How crazy would that? It's like seeing your middle school teacher out at the mall. What? You don't belong here.
Well, why are you at the mall?
Shopping.
Oh, okay. She's doing some shopping at the mall.
Yeah, I'm going to Hot Topic to grab an alien poster that glows in the dark.
Oh, is it made of felt?
Yeah, of course it is. What do I look like here?
We've been guesting. Those episodes will be coming out. I am on one of the new episodes of Storyworthy, my friend Christine Blackburn. Storyworthypodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And she also has a new show called Screwed Up Stories that Rebecca is going to be on.
And I sent her a bunch of suggestions for stories, and she hasn't gotten back to me. But
it's the holidays still.
It's the holidays still. Yeah. TikTok though, you don't get this genius for long.
No, you get it whenever.
Lightning in a bottle.
No, you're always available. Yeah,
it's true. I literally text me at 4 a.m.
But I tell a spooky story on Storyworthy, so you can get that anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Exactly. I might tell some weird dating shit if you don't like that. I might tell some weird job shit.
You're gonna do screwed up. I think you might be doing. I know you do screwed up stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so make sure that's her new podcast. Mm-hmm.
And I've got some screwed up stories, you guys.
I also, at the end of this episode, I'm going to be playing a little trailer. I'm just finding podcasts that I think kind of fit in the world we're in that are like have a sense of humor, but also, you know, fit into that kind of creepy, murderous. Mm-hmm. This one is called Just the Tipsters. Mm-hmm. From Melissa Morgan, and she gets tips from people. It's almost like a tip hotline. Ooh. And then she does episodes on it. So make sure to stick around to check out her promo. Very funny, very interesting. And check out that podcast and subscribe to Just the Tipsters. That'll be at the end. Also, another little bonus. Ooh. You ready for another little bonus?
I want it. I want a bony.
My good friend Michael Gallagher was at the Stanley Hotel.
Yes.
And what he did for me, a little fave.
Uh-huh.
He, I guess, sort of interviewed or at least questioned the manager that was on duty. And he says, what's the scariest thing you've experienced? So, Michael, he didn't record the manager because it really wasn't his place, but he recorded it on audio. And I'm going to play the audio of Michael describing what the manager said. And it is, I've looked on a million of these websites and blogs. Nothing is scarier than this story.
Yeah.
Nothing is scarier
than this
story. If we've
learned anything, when you're staying in a hotel, do not ask the manager or the night watchman
because you did that for Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, Jason went home to his life.
Yeah.
Yes. And I stayed there and I was like milling about and the security guard was like, oh, I heard you want to hear about Janis Joplin stuff. And he told me some scary shit. And I was going to stay in the room that night because I was like, no big deal, whatever. The medium didn't find out some tons of shit, but I couldn't because he told me such profoundly scary stuff. So I can't. And unless you want that in your life, I would suggest not. But you're not at a scary hotel right now. You're in your living room or at your boyfriend's place or on a bike. I don't know.
Those are the only places you possibly could be.
Exactly. Exactly. So you can just listen to where you are because you're not in a haunted hotel right now. You are in a place that you feel safe. And you want to be entertained. So listen to what Michael Gallagher says to you.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
It's very creepy and a little, I'm going to add a little bit to it. He recorded that at the Denver airport.
Which worlds we've done, collide. Worlds
which
collide.
We've done a previous episode on. So has a little bit of that Illuminati. You can hear it in the audio. So we're going to play that. Yeah. I think he was, I'll talk about what he was probably doing.
So many goodies in this one. It's the new year.
Listen, let's take a break, collect ourselves, and then we'll get back into the Stanley Hotel.
Perfect.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So, the Stanley Hotel.
Ooh,
very exciting.
I'm excited.
It's, you know, there's two parts to this. There's the Stanley mm-hmm. Hotel, which is really what we're talking about. And then there's the movie The Shining. Is mm-hmm. This is why we're talking about mm-hmm. the Stanley Hotel. But I'm going to give, an overview.
Yeah.
We'll start with a little overview, uh-huh. and then we'll get into the tie-in with The Shining, and then some of the general hauntings that have happened at the Stanley Hotel.
Sounds great.
So this is a Massachusetts couple, F.O. and Flora Stanley. I don't know what the F.O. stands for.
F.O.
Yeah, F.
Frank
O.
Oswald.
Okay, we'll go with Frank Oswald.
Fellini.
They opened the hotel in 1909. Mm-hmm. The construction began in 1907. It's located in Colorado's Estes Park. Estes Park.
Okay.
But many people believe that F.O., which you say was Frank Oswald. Is that where we're going with this?
I said Feinstein Overdrive.
Feinstein Overdrive. And Flora Stanley never actually left the hotel.
Ooh.
That they still haunt it to this day. Mr. Stanley.
I just thought they took some kind of elixir. They
no.
live forever.
No.
You mean a ghost.
Yeah, I mean a ghost. but Mr. Stanley has been reported to kind of be hovering behind employees at the reception desk, kind of like.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, what? I already have my regular boss. Now I got Mr. Stanley, who's 700 years old at this point.
I know.
Because who knows how old he was even back
it's
then.
Like,
who
oh,
knows?
My nuts. I got two bosses. I got my living one, my dead one.
Yeah.
Ah!
And you can hear Mrs. Stanley can be heard playing piano in the hotel's music room.
Oh, she's chiller. She's like a little more like,
she's
just
like,
hang out.
She's like
music.
Frankenstein Overdrive. What are we calling F.O.?
Feinstein.
Feinstein.
How disrespectful to history. God, shame on you.
I know. I'm a terrible historian.
This reminds me of the Patreon episode that we recorded that you should go back to. We talk about fast food restaurants
I really like that one. I thought that was a really... I was kind of like, oh, it's a shame that that only the people that go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod get
it's
to
It's a real hear. Shame.
Yeah.
But you know what? That can be so easily remedied.
It's so easy.
Just
check it out. But for now, we're still at the Stanley.
Okay, but give $2 to our patron. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So obviously, let's cut the bull, Rebecca. Let's cut the baloney, the malarkey.
The malarkey?
Yeah,
the
let's
riff
cut
raff.
The cut, let's
the
cut
shenanigans.
We want to get to Stephen King's involvement in the hotel, which eventually made The Shining happen.
I would like that.
You would like that?
Mm-hmm.
So King and his wife stayed the night in what room? 217.
217.
That's the room. And in the film, it is room 237. And we're going to find out why. The Stanley was known for being the inspiration for the Overlook Hotel, which is the fictitious hotel for the setting of the 1977 best-selling novel and the film of the same name, The Shining. So Stephen King, he checked in the hotel in 1973 for a one-night stay with his wife, Tabitha. They were the only guests there.
So it's like off season. He was like, oh, is there someplace in Colorado I can like chill?
Maybe, you know, listen, Rebecca, you don't know how writers are. Let me tell you.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. You only actually write. But see, I pretend to be one so often. And I work that into conversation.
I see you a typewriter. I see your pencil behind your ear. And you're like, coffee. I need coffee.
Us writers need to go and we need to get away. Okay?
Yeah.
We need a little sanctuary to get inspired.
Okay.
So... You don't understand. Forget it.
Yeah. Forget I said anything.
But they were the only guests there. which is okay. Either I'd be
that
like,
must have been such off season. Like, what is the like? Did you go there on January 1st at 8 a.m.?
I don't know, but I imagine that probably it was the weather probably wasn't great. Mm-hmm. Hence the weather in The Shining.
Hail.
Okay.
That's my weather.
Are
worst
you
nightmare.
Telling them? Or are you asking? Like,
oh, it's my hail. Weather worst nightmare is hail, and then like it's a like a muggy day, so the hail freezes into like just. Icy.
So you don't even
everything.
Get that pitter patter of rain.
No, it's just like you're being pelted with hail, and then it becomes a slick ice road, and then you die. Oh. You break your neck.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my weather nightmare.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, you know, as soon as I go to the gym, I'm like, I'm glad there's nobody here. Like that's amazing. But if I went to a hotel and there was nobody there, I don't know. I think I would be number one. I'd be like, why is there nobody else here?
What bed is there a bed bug situation here or what?
I don't know. Imagine it's so cold. I mean, I don't know if bed bugs can live in the cold or warm, but I imagine it's probably cold. So, and King obviously was like, we're not alone here. Also, he's you know, a prolific horror writer, so he's
never alone. No, like,
his mind is always occupied.
Yeah, it's a churn-in.
And he stayed in room 17, which is obviously to stay the most requested hotel room there, just like when we stayed.
Janis Joplin.
Oh God, we said the name so many. Highland
Springs
Motor Inn.
Yeah, Highland.
It used to be the landmark.
And I get that right, but I can't. The current name, it always eludes
and
me.
And that was room 105 that we stayed in. If you want to listen to previous episodes where we recorded at the in the room that Janis Joplin died in, it's the three-part special. But you know what? Who's to say we can't go to 217 and
if you help us out, Patreon.
We could. This is the kind of thing.
Like
the kind
we
of thing
would.
We can do.
We would die. This would be so exciting. Yeah, would be with us the whole way.
Yeah, the whole way.
Yeah,
and even beyond
each other, and even beyond. Yeah.
So as King wandered the hotel's empty halls, he found sources of inspiration. He encountered some ghostly children wandering the halls. Mm. Terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they were the twin girls, which is, you know, very, very scary on them. Yeah. But
I mean, if I saw those twin girls in real life, I'd be like, ew. You know, like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, continue.
That'd be kind of rude. Be like,
I mean, I'd do it. I mean, I don't know if I'd have a visceral reaction to it, but I hope not.
And he said to have witnessed a party in the McGregor ballroom attended by some otherworldly guests. Obviously, if you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, listen, you've had 40 years to see this movie. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. We're not spoiling. Like,
you had
not,
time to see it.
Don't you? I hate that when people are like, don't spoil it. It's like, you've had 3 years to watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, you revoke your privileges after a year after something that's come out.
Yeah. You get, in 40 years, The Shining, you.
Yeah.
Plus, we're not really giving anything. You get
it.
Away.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, I will because I'm angry at people who say stuff like that, but I won't.
Here's another thing. King woke up. At night, he had a terrifying dream about his 3-year-old son being chased through the corridors and screaming. Right? I mean, it's like,
oh God!
It's, you know what it makes you feel like? I can't imagine what it's like to be him, but I imagine it's like, is, because he's a writer, is like, is somebody like laying it on super thick that you have to write this story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many more times do you want us to haunt you, man? There's nobody here.
Yeah.
When is that not
think
a
about
hint?
Creative inspiration. They're like, man, it was something else guiding me to write this thing. It's like, how about Satan?
Yeah.
How about a fucking giant haunted hotel? Like, divine, my muse is like sacrilege, ghost, riffraff.
Yeah. So he was like, all right, I'll make
write
a million
something.
Off this.
Stop,
I will be a millionaire.
Kid. Yeah, just don't hurt my kid.
This isn't the first time this has happened. And maybe that's why he went there in the first place.
Hmm.
You know, because obviously in 1973, he didn't have the luxury of like, let me look up and see what haunted things have happened.
Yeah.
In 1911, when Miss Elizabeth Wilson, a housekeeper, was electrocuted during a lightning storm. She was not killed, but the room where it happened?
What?
I'll give you a guess what room it is. It's not room 69, so don't even say that. Don't even say it.
Oh, man.
I'll give you another guess.
I'm sorry. 217?
Yes. I think maybe say 420.
Oh man, that would have been a good one too.
That was a good one, yeah. 217, but that was the right answer.
I was going to just say half.
Yeah, no. Like, and the room 17 is supposedly like the room where this stuff happens. So he obviously maybe was either drawn to that room or he was just like kind of walking and he's like, hey, this room is the room where this stuff happens.
Does he talk about having like perception, like otherworldly sensitivities or anything like that? Do you know?
He's told me personally.
Oh.
On personal conversations.
Can you call him up?
No.
Can
but
call Andy Dick up?
Yeah. I can't call him. I have some pretty rare. I was looking through my contacts, and a lot of it is like old, like online dating. I was like, oh, I know. But some
so
of it
you
is
have a quick online dating aside, because that's who I am. Who do you? How do you code your online dating?
I used to do this, and this is very tacky, but it would be like, say Rebecca, Rebecca OKC.
Yeah,
not nice. Oklahoma City.
No,
okay, Cupid.
A lot of you knew a lot of people from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, there's a lot of OKCs.
Mm-hmm. Mine is always like. Ben, Tin, shorthand, Tinder, yeah, if you didn't know it already.
Yeah, so.
It's real, we're real, little, elusive.
Little secret. But then we get upgraded.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people, they get upgraded. I felt like it was
no,
kind of tight.
No, everyone's in my phone as a number until, no, they're just all in, yeah. Nowadays, yeah. They're on my phone until a number until we're married.
Yeah, and even then, a year.
Yeah, give it a year.
A year plus.
Yeah, okay.
There has been kind of suggestions that clothes being mysteriously unpacked.
That's
terrifying.
Helpful.
It's also very helpful. It's like, well,
thanks.
Everything's hung. Use the hangers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
Nice. You didn't just leave them shoved in
the socks
suitcase.
Are like, you know, the socks are like paired.
Bald. Yeah.
Right?
Put in the, actually using the drawers in the closet in the
hotel.
I know.
You folded my underwear?
It took me forever. And I've traveled a lot. I've been in a lot of hotels. And to graduate from that thing where it's like, I just keep everything jammed in the suitcase still.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I pull it out of there. To actually hang things up.
Yeah.
It's like, use a robe.
Yeah.
I mean,
I use robes all the time. Actually, have you ever tried to sleep in a robe?
It's
like you get strangled in it.
That's
like,
why I don't do it. Even hoodies sometimes, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get strangled in this. And
yeah.
I do not want to
get
strangled.
What am I doing here? Yeah. This is important. These are life lessons learned. You're welcome.
There's heard of laughter, of children giggling and running down the halls. Mm-hmm. That's even
kind of like my apartment,
there's,
but they're real.
They're real, yeah.
Here.
And I think now would be a good time. I'm going to play the audio from Michael Gallagher.
Yay!
I believe Michael was doing the film festival thing. It was a movie called Funny Story that has been winning a lot of awards. I'm in it for a hot second. And he also has another movie out. It's not just him, but his production company. It's called The Thinning New World Order. It's out on YouTube Originals. It'll be out on Netflix soon. I'm in it. I'm even in the trailer.
Damn, so, you want more Jason? Check these out.
Yeah, but not right now. So this is a conversation that Michael was telling me about that he had when he was staying at the Stanley. He said he did not experience anything. Mm-hmm. He says it is very creepy and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He also said,
we have to
go. He also said, he's like, you could probably do a live show here. He's like, it seems like he was just talking to the guy, like, you know, because for whatever reason, like, oh, look. If for events there, for whatever reason. And he said, he's like, this would be a really good place. So this is the audio of Michael. You know, he's not going to text me. So he is telling, kind of recanting what the manager said was one of the scariest things that he ever experienced at the Stanley.
I'm at the Denver airport on our way back. Thought it'd be easier than texting. When we were at the Stanley Hotel, I spoke with the manager, and I asked him, what's the single most terrifying ghost encounter that he's heard of at the hotel? And he told me a first-person account that he was working a graveyard shift. A hotel guest came to him and said that he needs to check out immediately, and he asked him why, and he showed him a series of photos. He showed him a photo. And it's the middle of the night where he opened the door to his room and pure daylight was coming in from his room. And then a moment later, he took another photo in the hallway in front of his room, and there was a black cross, clear as day, out of nowhere. And he said, I got to get the hell out of here. And the manager had never heard or seen anything so specific at the hotel, and he saw the photos and saw the shake in the man's voice, and he said it disturbed him deeply.
So, yeah, pretty scary, huh?
Grab your popcorn.
Yeah, it was like, I looked for those pictures that this one guest, I mean, it's like, I've looked up all of these accounts of like what has happened there. nothing is scarier than what we just heard. I'm sorry, it just doesn't not. It's like I can't get it in my head. It's just so. And the first thing you want to be a skeptic, and I want to be a skeptic. I'm like, oh, but I was like, these are so specific that I can't. And Michael, like I said, Michael recorded that at the Denver airport.
It's like a double whammy. Oh, it's like just, double. Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, it's just like a double, triple.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, so I if I had more time, I would have. It's the holidays. It's tough to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
We would try to get like more accounts. You know, first person accounts.
Yeah, but whatever. Let's play this one.
Yeah, that's one of our goals, is to make sure we have a little more investigative journalism involved.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
You know, the Black House one. We contacted the Church of Satan, got some feedback from them. We're not always gonna be able to. People aren't gonna always be willing to give us the information, but we're gonna try to get it. We'll email.
Mm-hmm.
We'll.
Email again. We will maybe tweet at someone. We will ask my mom if she has any stories.
We'll just go back to your mom's. Do you happen to have any stories based on this thing that you would have no information on? Yeah. It happened in 1743.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Now, something that's very interesting to me is filming locations for movies. Mm-hmm. I'm just infatuated with that. In fact, I'm going to go. I think they opened up. This is the TV show MASH. TV show MASH?
Yeah.
They filmed it in Malibu.
Yeah.
And I think they still have some of the set props.
They've reopened it. Yeah. You can hike up.
So that's something that I want to. It's a little side thing, but a little bit about the actual filming of The Shining. Obviously not filmed at the Stanley. It was all the interiors is on a sound, you know, they need a controlled environment. It's on a soundstage.
Yeah.
They got that money on a London soundstage, and exterior shots were at the Timberline Lodge in Mount Hood, Oregon.
Ooh.
Yeah. So in the book, right, this is a little fun fact about numbers. In the book, the events, they take place in room 217 and not 237. At the Timberline Lodge, that's where they did some of the exteriors, but they didn't want people showing up there and kind of being, you know, they're going to go there and they're going to want to be in a room. They picked room 237. There is no room 237.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to, for any reason, like isolate anybody, or people might not want to go. Because I mean, I think they, you know, it's like, no, people don't want to go, but they purposely were like, hey, listen, one of the conditions is you have to change the room number. So it was changed to room 237 because there is no 237. I guess maybe they didn't know how people were going to react. Like, oh, I'm not staying in 217because of this movie. And
isn't
I think
that funny? They're like, this is going to be not attractive to people.
But it's the opposite.
We love it. Yeah. We're freaks.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, you know what I mean? The cat's out of the bag. It's, you know, room 217 is the room.
Yeah.
Is the room we all care about. But that's why they did a little number switch.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make it 69, though, Lieb. I know you're thinking, like, why not 69?
Or
why
like 6969, like a double 69?
Oh, is that your login sick code? Or is it 69420?
Yeah, it's 69 in my cat's name.
So, you know, the maze scene in The Shining, which is...
Yeah, exactly. The hedge maze.
The hedge maze. Mm-hmm. The Stanley in 2015 opened up a hedge maze. They want it. They're just like, whoa. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
they're like,
they're up in the ante.
I like how they were first like, no, no. And then they like leaned the fuck in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So no, it was, so the Stanley opened a hedge maze. They have haunted tours. There's like a day tour and like a night tour. Oh. Why would you pick the day tour?
Ever. You have small children, you want on your tour? They're like, my kids don't want a night tour, but like they still want to get freaked out by events that transpired and didn't transpire here. So let's do the day tour.
Yeah.
I get chilly at night, so let's do the day tour.
But it's like the night tour is the one you want. So they offer night tours. And it's the StanleyHotel.com. You can check that out, but maybe we can, you know. Maybe they'll be like, Ghost Town Podcast. Of course, you can have a private tour.
Free.
Yeah, you have a private tour.
Champagne.
Yeah,
on your tour, horse-drawn carriage through the hedge maze.
Yeah, and they're like, we don't have that. Nor
Jack
is that necessary.
Nicholson is meeting you here.
Yeah,
he's flying in on a helicopter.
That's the Stanley Hotel.
We have to go.
We have to go there. we like I said, we're going to do some live shows. That might be...
Yeah, you want us to come to your city?
You want us to come to your city?
Shout out.
Shout out. Let us know. Holler. If you're like, hey, listen, this would be a great place. Because we don't, you know, we're not super familiar. Although we'll be working with some people that are familiar. But if you're like, oh, this place would be a great place to do.
Yeah.
Or you've seen a podcast there, you think this would be a great place. Or it's just primed for that kind of creepy, haunted, abandoned vibe.
Yeah.
Let us know. ghosttownpod@gmail.com. ghosttownpod on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be more part of the show, bonus episodes, if you want to get mentioned on an episode, you can even plug your own podcast.
Yeah.
Patreon.com.
We'll let you do whatever you want for a price.
Yeah. And the prices are low.
Whatever you want.
Well, it's Ghost Town Pod.
Whatever you want.
Ghost Town Pod at...
Hotmail. 69.
Hello, tipsters. This is Melissa Morgan. I'm the host of Just the Tipsters True Crime Podcast because people are awful and they kill each other. Tipsters, this is Melissa Morgan, the host of Just the Tipsters True Crime Podcast. Have you ever wanted to kill anyone? Hey, tipsters, my name's Melissa Morgan, and I'm the host of Just the Tipsters True Crime Podcast, America's favorite true crime podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcast. I don't know where the... You can find us. How about that? Just f***ing find us and listen, and you'll really like it. Is that okay?
Just the Tipsters with Melissa Morgan is actually available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review. You'll be glad you did.